Yo, what's going on, guys? It's your boy Lebo and Tatarumpid. Welcome back to Seated With, and today it's a takeover, baby. Woo! If you guys did not know, Stella's having one of the most exclusive,
yes, sir,
one of the most highly attended,
yeah,
and one of the most interesting dinners celebrating culture in South Africa.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Stella, guys, and we're going to have a whole bunch of celebrities putting through today, seated right next to Lebo and Tatarumpid.
Yeah, on your favorite podcast. Seated.
Seated With. If you guys don't know, on TikTok, on Instagram, we are now at Seated With. We have a whole bunch of short form content going through. But it's just interesting, man. Like, they're having a really amazing dinner. And to give you guys more context, they have this about once a year.
Yeah.
Where they invite the best of the best from fashion.
Very, very exclusive.
Very exclusive. From music.
Yeah.
From food.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of influencers and celebrities, which is basically the conglomerate.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for you guys to see who's going to be seated over here. But before we get started, question of the day, question of the week. How are you?
If you guys are watching this on YouTube, let us also know how are you in this.
Yeah.
But let's get it started. Do you want to go first?
No, go for it.
Hey. How am I? Okay.
How have you been?
How have I been? You know, I am on another level.
Yeah.
I'm happy, guys. I'm so happy. I'm nearly done of school. Well, I'm nearly done of this year of school.
Are you ever really done? Yeah.
And keep in mind, we are so proud of the podcast. I mean, for us to be at Stella is a huge thing. It's a huge thing.
Shout out to you
guys. So maybe we are, you know.
Yeah. And we're going to be going to go mingle because it's a dinner. There's courses. There's music.
Might even smell a glass of something. I don't know why.
Yeah.
People smell the wine.
You hear it? Cha-cha-cha.
I even practiced my rich laugh today. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
You want to hear it? So say anything. Just say anything.
So the weather today is quite lovely.
You. You need to get it from the chest.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Take it seriously.
Let me try.
You give go, me one. Okay. So then I said, there we go. Yeah, a little bit more. How are you doing?
I'm good, bro. Dogs, I've been watching a whole bunch of shows. You guys are going to skip into the podcast. I'll show recommendations, but I've been taking it easy, bro. Mm-hmm. Pushing a lot of production on Rampidi Media side, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we've been getting a whole bunch of deals also, which is really like interesting.
Yeah.
You know, everything is still going strong, you know. Apartment is almost fully finished, by the
Ooh.
Way. So check out my IG. The apartment is looking very clean. Yeah. I'm bringing in touches of brown, touches of beiges, you know, touches of white.
Pinterest board buffet
too. Get yours now. Tata Rampidi's Pinterest board.
Too clean, but you guys keep watching the podcast. Today is going to be extremely, extremely interesting with all the people that we have to interview. And this is going to be a great one for your brother.
Yeah.
My brother and I. Yeah.
My brother and I.
Before
we get into the interviews, I want to ask Lebo a question, bro.
Go ahead.
When was your last fancy dinner date?
Fancy dinner date?
Fancy, where you were like,
yeah.
Can I have a bottle of?
Yeah. Two.
Two glasses.
Shout out to, I don't know the restaurant. I remember, can I say the restaurant? I think it's
of course.
I think it was at Cream. It's my graduation dinner.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sorry, guys. I've got bands.
You have battle scars, man.
I've got battle scars from Groove. I don't want to show them. But, it was like Cream.
Your graduation.
Yeah, I had the cheapest.
2 years ago.
Yeah, I had the cheapest meal there. Yeah. They didn't have, I don't know why. Because first, we looked at the menu, my friend and I. Then we said, do you guys have ice in a bowl? So we can eat ice in a bowl and then have water. But they didn't have it. So we ended up, and then you go and say, can I just have a side of chips? That's like the broke man's, hey guys, I'm here with you guys, man.
I'm here, but not yet.
I wanted to come with you
guys. I just ate.
Yeah, I just ate. I'm not even thirsty. People are drinking Hennessy's and stuff. But it was very nice, very nice. What about you?
Crazy enough, also Cream at, there by four is more, man. What's that place? Monte Cassino.
Monte Cassino.
Went there with Tamo a month or two ago before she left. Bro, when I entered there, they were like, I don't think I was dressed apart.
Yeah, were you just like this? Because you look amazing. No.
Thank you. I wasn't dressed like this. I think I was dressed like chill. I was wearing like a jean and like a normal t-shirt, sneaker. And then they were like, I was like, hey, can I get a table? They were like, for two. Like, oh, you wanna? I was like, yo. That was my last time. I got there, I bought a nice bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Not for them, just
for
the wine I was drinking with my girl. That's my last time, bro.
Yeah.
One thing I'm really scared of is dinner with my girlfriend's dad for the first time.
Yeah.
I remember like in my previous relationships, I used to be so scared of meeting like my girlfriend's parents.
Yeah, but I feel like I've never met a parent who didn't like me. That's been my number one scare.
I suspect that they like you in front of you.
Ha. Huh.
Yeah.
Then and behind then my
you,
back, they
when
then
you leave, they go. When you leave the room, they go. Jeez, that guy.
I picture them in the room going, hey, did you? When he said, no.
Nah, for me, they're like, yo, jeez, that guy. Hey, yo. Which one do you get him?
But how many? Okay, let's like give me the number of parents you've met.
Me?
Yeah, in your lifetime so far. Guys, comment down the number of parents you've met. Let's go.
Like the number of, like, does the same parents count as one?
Yeah. No. One mother, one mother, dead two.
Okay.
So that's
so two. I've met a mother.
Yeah.
I've met a father.
Yeah.
I've met another mother.
Yeah.
Then I've met a father.
Yeah. Just says.
Yeah. Okay. And that's three relationships because it's like first girlfriend.
Hey. That it wasn't explained more.
What about you? Yeah, it's just
wow.
I just remember how many parents you met. Yes.
I haven't met a lot of parents.
And all the sisters that count as parents also count.
Oh, this is the count as parents.
Yeah, the ones that
I was trying to cheat.
That's so you met I can count. Yes.
I've got one, two. That's it. And then three. So if you count the sister. Three.
Okay, what about parents?
Ah, 4, 5.
What about
6, 7? 6, 7.
And Dave, I need you to blip out these names. Why are you lying?
I forgot about them. Seven parents. I met seven parents.
That you can remember.
I can remember. If you count the voice call or so, like a video call, I met a parent.
Yeah, your ex.
So eight. So eight.
Hey.
That's a lot, man.
You're on a record.
That's a lot, man. It's crazy. Yeah. By the way, guys, we've got Rich and Aiden in the
background. And Dom. We've got Rich, Aiden, and Dom.
And Dom. So,
yeah.
Crazy. But anyways, we're going to enjoy this fine dining experience today. And, you know, maybe I eat something more than that costs more than Dunked Wings. Hey.
I don't know. I think they're going to live different lives.
Like, no, it's a... What is it? A hake. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I have a snook.
A snook.
Yes, or like
drinking on a... But yesterday, I was having a Chavon Blanc, Pete. From Cape Town. I really enjoyed that. Pete.
It's a wine called Pete.
It's Piet.
Piet.
Yeah. But I give it a Pete. It's Pete.
Oh, yes.
It's a 2011.
Oh.
Yeah.
2011. Chavon Blanc.
Yeah.
2011.
Yes.
Wow. I saw the video, but it said 2022.
No. They got the number wrong. That's the year they give it to you.
But the year it was manufactured.
No, the menu, it's at the bag. It'll be at the bag.
Oh, yeah, at so the bag it says 2011.
Beat Chavon Blanc, highly recommend.
Cape Town.
Made in Cape Town. It was nice. I had maybe two bottles, didn't I? Had a nap.
Oh, yes.
Massive, yes.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. So, guys, we finally have our very first guest. And, of course, our guest had to come, you know, with style. She's absolutely amazing. We have Miss SA Top 30, Thando Hadebe, baby. So, it's a pleasure for you to be here. If you guys don't know, we're having dinner. So, we're going to have a munch later.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you some questions about, like, you know, the overall vibe you've been experiencing. Yeah. First question, I don't know, who did you come with today?
I came with my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
A data analyst.
Oh, so yes.
He's a friend and you know the job description as well.
So this is like the complete opposite of what he does.
He's like, friend.
She's like,
what's happening?
So, yes, yeah. I came with a friend of mine, Jabulo. Somewhere.
Yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to him.
Dev. Yeah, because we always say it's so important to go with someone close to you for a dinner.
Especially
when there's so many people. Because I know when I get uncomfortable, he's like the first person I bring to like a, you know, plus one.
Yeah.
So question to you, if you had to go to a dinner and you are nervous, you're meeting me or you're meeting someone you don't know for the first time, complete stranger, what would you say to them?
I'd probably say hi. I'm not too awkward. I'm actually not awkward at all. So I'd probably just say hi. I'm Thando. And then I'd let you. I'm Thando.
Then it finishes there.
Yeah, so I'm not too awkward. I'd probably just say hi and introduce myself. You know,
that's cool.
I get that. I'm gonna go into the deeper questions now. We're going to go cultural now. You know, seven colors, Sundays. What's one thing you think should be actually left out?
In a seven color dish?
Yeah.
The beetroot.
You know how many Limpopo homes the beetroot has been helping?
The
beetroot. I like it. It even colors the plate a different color, and then the fingers.
Let's
and
let it go, guys.
You don't like the beetroots.
It's not that I don't like it; just contaminates everything. Then everything is red. Like the meat is red, the rice is red, the cabbage is red. Everything. Let's get her.
So do you mix your food together or do you eat it individually?
Yeah, that's another. Good
Are you a mixer or you are piece by piece?
So if I'm having like pap and cabbage or pap and egg.
Wait! Before you continue, ne. Can you do me a favor? With your hand, show me how you eat the pap. Do you just, or do you
massage the pap?
Do you massage it or
I'm gonna try and be a lady. I'm yeah. Do this. Okay. Okay. I can't do this.
Is it easy?
I try to be a lady, man.
I'm a Seuss.
Yeah.
No, it's too clean. It's too
that's
clean.
Amazing, amazing. So don't forget, guys. We got a whole bunch of guests we're interviewing, but the first hashtag you guys should be using is "Let's Do Dinner," and the second one is a festive get together.
Hashtag Let's Do Dinner with JR. That's a show that we should do.
Yeah.
I think that'll sound amazing. JR, how are you?
So you gotta say that to everyone.
No, no, it's the first time. It's the first time. How you doing?
A lot of the same thing since I got
here. Which one impressed? We came here with lines before we came. Like, okay, if we say JR, compliment the outfit, and then we'll come up with the show. Yeah.
You look amazing, by the way.
Oh, one step one.
You know, another one.
You wanna hear that about GQ? It says GQ. GQ magazine.
No, thanks, man. Thanks, guys. Yeah. 100%.
So everyone just walked in now. We just started with the event, with the dinner.
Yeah.
From walking in, what are you experiencing? How are you feeling about everything?
I mean, it looks fabulous. I mean, you guys can see for yourself. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, everybody who's checking out the podcast, whether they are going to be watching it, whether listening to it, you know, they'll get a feel of the caliber of people who are here. The decor is also amazing.
100%.
Everything looks great. You can see that Stella's put a lot of effort into the execution of the event, you know. And I guess, again, also it being an extension of what happened in the US, you have to, you know, put the scale there.
Yeah.
And it's really a global event, you know. It could be anywhere in the world.
100%.
Executed anywhere in the world, and it would still look amazing the way it does right now. So kudos to them.
Yeah, no, definitely world class.
Yeah, you're speaking about standard of the event, and, you know, we are very playful on this podcast. We're going to give you a couple of standards with you. When you having your perfect meal, right? What are you? Do you like to watch something? Are you listening to something in the back? Like, what's your go-to in terms of your favorite meals?
I think with the favorite meal, like, you know, the ambiance needs to be right.
Yeah.
And the ambiance is not made of one thing, right? Mm. Even the noise of how loud you're chewing is very important.
Sometimes I stand up.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you stand up, you know what I'm saying? So people do different things. But I think the ambiance, just the collective, you know, of great music, great company is the most important one for me.
Mm, that's so
you know,
true.
If there's one thing you're going to, a meal is something that you're going to consume that's going to go inside your body.
Yeah.
One thing you want to do is put something in your body with someone you enjoy talking to.
Yeah. 100%.
You
know, the conversations.
You know what I mean? So something needs to flow. And then I guess that's it. You know, but everything is a combination of different things.
Yeah.
From the drink that you're going to be having, the company, the music. You know, are you outside, inside? So I think music is a big factor for me.
Yeah.
But more than that, conversations and just having people to connect with is a plus.
100%.
Yeah.
Last two questions. Who are you expecting to see tonight?
Two.
Like, who are you expecting to see? Oh, you want some more? We'd love to give you more.
Are you Karimbe?
We're flirting with you.
But who are you expecting to see tonight?
I have no idea. Because if I'm not home, I'm in the office working. If I'm not in the office working, I'm home.
Mm.
So and I was telling someone earlier on that I hardly ever go out.
Mm.
Everyone I see is a surprise.
That's nice.
Know, yeah, you know what I mean. Like, I mean, I'm looking at you guys, and I'm like, yo, you know who are these guys?
hopefully, it's the last time
he says. You know what I'm saying? The young blood. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm hardly ever out. But I think for me, it's not about any specific people that are, I just think the ability to connect with different people, because I'm hardly ever anywhere, it's going to be a great one. You know, whether meeting you guys and chatting to you and getting to know, you know, and all of those things, I think that for me is the most important. The connections I'll be making, you know, the people I'll be chatting to.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of events that you get to go at, and the principal concept is to connect.
Yeah.
You know, so it's about, you know, I'm about to send my driver to go get the business cards because I forgot them at home. You know, I'm going to be handing them out like,
handing them out like newspaper.
Yo, I was about to say something else, but I look forward to that, like connecting with different people. It doesn't matter who, not celebrities or whatever, just anyone.
Bunch of people, man.
I'm so surprised you say that, you know, like you keep to yourself and you're like, you know, you seem like a person, you know, based off who you are and etc. Like that is huge on connection, etc. Just as you spoke now, you're speaking about connection and all those things. I want to know, family gathering now, ne? What's your limit on the invites then? Because connection is for you saying it's amazing. Everyone can invite to this.
Yeah.
It's for you, it's like a completely public thing. Or do you have limitations on, you know, how many people you can invite?
I grew up in a place where everybody's invited.
All streets, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Attridgeville in Pretoria.
Yeah. Oh, Tapeli. Oh.
Yeah, you know, nice. And you know, everything was for everyone. You know what I'm saying? So had you been like, you know, to a place where I'm building my own community and my own people. Everybody wants to be cliquey, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't have a number, man. Now I just want people to enjoy, you know? My wife will have the number. She'll say, no. Hey, you know, I can't have anything more than, I want that's a fella that, you know? But now I'm like, to come on, come all. Everybody needs to enjoy, you know? So I'm going to limit, like, you know, yeah. Man, but what are the limits? I'm going to limit. You know, as long as it's B.O.B. If it's a B.O.B. and you bring your own goods, you know, everybody fine. Can come. Yeah, but I mean, if I'm supplying, we need to reassess the numbers. Yeah. You know?
We need to have a, what is it called, budget speech?
Yeah, we need to have a budget speech. You know, we need to look at it and we need to be economical and then decide who's getting what and who's getting what. You know what I mean? Because, but yeah, otherwise, everyone's welcome. So.
Yeah.
I mean, for
and then from your side, anything new coming through, what can we expect from you?
You know, so it depends when this is, you know.
Yeah. This is coming out in a week or two.
Yeah. All right, cool. So a lot of things. I mean, you know, in a week or two, it'll probably be the finale of Idols. And, you know, my record company, Feel Good CSR, is doing the release of the artist. We're excited about that. So there'll probably be new music out there.
Huge, that's going out.
But also, I just think, like, you know, if it was back in the day when I was on stage and I was performing and doing all of these things, it would have been great. Be like, yo, my single is coming out. You know,
still catch huge.
I'll be in Itso Sing, you know. But I think for now, it's you know, my work and my responsibility is to shine through other people. That's so beautiful. You know, when if I was working with you guys, I'd be promoting you guys. You know, so these artists, their music is coming out. It's gonna be something amazing to look forward to. But myself, just keep grafting, just, you know, keep happy and just keep pushing.
Yeah, and amazing. We'd love to actually, once you guys drop one of your artists, we'd love to interview one of them, maybe. You know, and ask them about the experience with working with you and the label and everything. That'd be cool.
I think also, I mean, like, you know, these kids are on Idols, you know, which is, you know, still the biggest, you know, competition music reality show, you know, on the continent.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, having guys like yourselves wanting to interview them is great. You know, it's very cultural. It's a finger to the pulse situation. And, you know, they need to speak to the market that you guys speak to. You know, they're young, they're in the space. You know, the music is young as well. It's not... not old music. It's just, so,
love it so much, and we can't wait to see, you know, your light through your artists that you'll be managing, etc., through your record label, etc. But it's been a pleasure with you. It's been stellar. Did you get?
You said it so many times that you're now starting to anticipate what you're about to say. You know, you should say it like
I saw the smile. Yeah, you're like, I saw that she go.
I don't know. Maybe in just threw.
Guys, our next guest is a personal favorite of mine. Someone that I've been seeing in the industry doing a lot of culture bringing together. If you guys don't know, I believe in bringing culture together as well. So watching this man over here has inspired me to do that. And today we are here with Stella, and Stella is doing exactly that, bringing some of the most amazing people in South Africa together to celebrate the brand, just to celebrate to bring culture together. So just to ask you the first question. I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about being around so many people that have influenced so much in the space? The space being South Africa, because you've got people from fashion, music, you know, food.
I'm just grateful, you know what I mean? I'm just grateful that I have a place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's always important. I'm grateful that I have a place, and I'm grateful that I could learn from the space. At all time, that's my MO. Just to be grateful you have a place.
Yeah,
you know, even though you fight to be in the place or you work hard to be in the place, but like I'm also grateful that the work pays back because you become in the space. You know what I mean?
Quick question from my side: like, what made you someone that brings the culture together so much? Because we've seen you like give so many young people opportunities. You've created so many different shows on YouTube, off of YouTube. Like, what made you start doing that?
I'm just comfortable with myself that I'm not intimidated or worried about giving somebody else like their acknowledgement and telling someone else they're special. It's like knowing how to say you love a person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with myself to submit myself to greatness, because greatness has no age, you know, and a lot of young people are doing great things, and I'm comfortable with submitting myself to that energy, you know.
If I can ask,
I'm the serious questions. He's the fun.
I'm very playful with my jokes and stuff, but I want to ask, like, you know, you keep in touch with a lot of the youth, have an impact on the youth, like on a high level, you know? And I want to know, like, how do you keep up with all the trends and all the fashion lines? And, like, is there a team behind you? Is it like you?
I definitely have a team behind me. You know, the beauty about this thing is that it started with only me.
Yeah.
But my dream was that if I could make this thing I do give a job to somebody else, so they could actually say, I do this. Because when I was doing, they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But I got like people waking up saying they're going to work, like getting salaries because of this thing that that literally wasn't like, what are you doing? Writing, talking and interviewing artists, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Yeah, so so for me, the power is not me being in everywhere. Mm. The power is me being able to multiply other people who want to tell stories about culture, and that having significance and value and helping someone's livelihood also.
You know, you being one of the architects of culture, you know, like, we're very playful on this podcast. I'm still waiting for the play.
I'm still waiting for the play.
I want to know, Nam, you're cooking, Nam.
Yeah.
It's Sunday night, you know. What's that one song in the background? I want to see you. I want to feel it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hey. My taste is too wide.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what I'm playing with right now.
Maybe give us something.
I mean, I'll tell you what I'm really missing with right now. I went back like 2 weeks ago. And I started like listening to the Eilie Brothers, you know.
Oh, damn.
Y'all even know the Eilie Brothers?
That's from the 90s.
Where's how way back is that one?
The Eilie Brothers have been singing since the 70s.
Hey, oh, okay.
And
I heard it in the 90s.
And they just dropped a song because it's like brothers. And they just dropped a song, right? Like an album last year with Beyonce on the feature.
Oh, wow.
You know, so they've literally been like making hit songs from 19th. I mean, you know, Aaliyah's At Your Best, You Are Love. At Your Best, they wrote. That's their song.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Half of the samples that you guys hear, half of the music that you guys hear,
derives from.
Literally like stuff that they've sampled. Everybody has sampled those guys. Oh. So I'm messing with that. I play a lot of jazz, you know. And then I love the hip-hop. Like when new hip-hop comes out, you know, I mean, I mean, one album that I think is so perfectly made right now is Nasty C's album. Okay. You know? Yeah. It's like, you know, I don't even
hear very balanced.
I don't even need to hear him what he's saying. It's just feels good.
Okay.
You know when albums feel good? Where you can play it in the background and not care what's happening. It is. You know what I mean? Speaking
of music, I get it again. You're making a playlist for The Love of Your Life. How many songs are we adding? Give us any number.
Man, it's infinite, man.
Okay, it's infinite, man.
Yo, like for real, like music. You know, I always tell people that sometimes people hate life and they forget that there's music.
Yeah.
You know,
Damn.
Music is music gives us everything from love. So they different songs for love, because I could create a playlist for somebody that I love. And I could have a romantic song. I could have a song where we're traveling. I could have a song where we're having fun at the club. Because, you know, our life is not around just like, our life is around like the whole holistic thing, right?
Yeah.
So the playlist could be mad crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's nice.
No, but we thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. It's been great to hear your side and your impact on the youth, music, and all of the above. It's been amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy the dining experience that you're about to receive. That side. Oh.
Yeah, I hope they feed you guys.
We are hungry also. I hope they have pap.
I hope they're not feeding you guys, because you guys need to be podcasting. If I see you guys around the table, you're not doing your job. You're not hungry enough. You're not doing your job. You know what I mean?
Now
you're not
pushing the side.
Shout out. Yeah.
Nah, Thank you.
Blessings.
I'm here with our Hrutman, baby. Hey, wanna get something inside? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
You look amazing. You look amazing.
Thanks. Kibarki metako Alexander go Joski.
Yeah. Now it's about it. So, you know how it goes.
Yeah. No. Meta Alexander keeps the skin glowing.
No. But we are here at the Stella event, and you know all good things about dining. Definitely have to ask you. It's a bit of a funny one. Mm-hmm. You know, seven colors.
Yeah.
What's one thing you would remove?
One color.
Which one? Give me a food.
Beetroot.
I love
beetroot. I don't like beetroot, actually.
Oh my god. Here we go.
I love the color, but yeah, we could do without the beetroot.
Beetroot na le bo finger painting.
No, beetroot ina lo senya itaulite di loko plating. Ding it drops on your shirt now, it's a problem. It's worse than red wine. But yeah, I would remove beetroot because of that.
Yeah.
But beetroot is also nice. Yeah, it's hard to, you can't mess with seven colors, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's original.
Yeah.
Na le bo groot nine.
What's it?
But yeah, Khutman, I definitely have to ask you as well, man.
Yeah.
Kisande, sure. You with the love of your life, you know. What is one thing you're going to cook for her?
My wife loves seafood. Yeah. So anything seafood, shellfish, you name them.
Yeah.
Oysters, mussels, prawns, crayfish, salmon. Anything that is seafood, that's what I would, you know, go for.
You're really not shellfish.
No,
you get you're not selfish.
No, I'm not selfish, but we do shellfish.
Yeah, I love selling fish.
Yeah. Funny enough, I grew up selling fish.
Really?
Fried fish, yeah. I learned cooking get some kuinya go dlaling after makuinya paisa fish. So it's battered fish with a little bit of a onion, beans, and vinegar relish on the side.
Do you also believe in that thing of covering the fish with the newspaper to enhance the taste?
It does not enhance the taste, but it gives you that experience. Ukari, we buy like a takeaway that you can have, you know, while walking.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? But they use better ones now, wax printed with a newspaper print on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, because the ink gets onto the food and
No, but it's been a pleasure with you, Khutman. This has been amazing. You look great. Hope you have a great time. Udai,
no way. Ah, no, thank you. You know, much. Such a violent, not so kind of complimented. Thank you, confidence.
No, definitely. Yeah. I'm coming. Let's go, actually. Let's walk now.
Yeah,
Tato, keep the podcast. What's up, guys? We are back, and yo, we've been having such a great time.
It's been amazing.
This event. It's been literally the festive get together, and like, we've been dining hard. Hard. I even ate something I can't pronounce. By the
way, they were saying that the slow rib was slow cooked for 8 hours.
8 hours,
after
guys.
It was 8 hours, it was furthermore slow cooked.
But guys,
for a longer period of time.
It makes so much sense. Like, the whole reason that everything is happening is because Stella believes in a certain level of connection.
Yeah.
They want to believe that anyone and any person can connect over the right type of meal and the right type of conversation.
Yeah.
And that is truly evident today. But you guys know what time it is. We're going to go back to the usual program of Tato and I.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Play one game, two games, and then go back to interviewing people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But before we do that, how have you been enjoying the event?
It's been good, bro. I like the one thing one of the hosts said. They were saying that, like, yo, COVID brought so many of us, like, away from each other.
Yeah.
We put ourselves in our own cocoon. And ever since that, it's been so hard for people to go back into socializing.
Mm.
So the purpose of this is for them to bring back people into socializing, bring back people into connecting with each other, bring back people into sharing a good drink, having a good meal. And what better way to not do it than being with the best people in South Africa?
Yeah.
100%.
But that brings me to our favorite type of game. Today's game is, what did COVID take away from you? But before we start that, guys, if you're listening to this on any streaming platforms, make sure give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
If you're watching this on YouTube, screenshot your favorite parts with the favorite interviewees, tag us, tag them, and make sure that you share it on your Instagram profile or any place at all.
I'm going to say this so fast, man, and I want you to judge me.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it super, super fast.
Go ahead.
Relationship.
What's one thing that you are?
Well, that COVID took from me.
Yeah, that COVID took.
Relationship.
You what?
Relationship.
Relationship. You're raising
it. Relationship. Dude, COVID, like, I know when COVID started, man, I saw my first friend.
Yeah.
Let's say their name, Lucas, boo. Gone. After my 7 working days, Matari, boo.
How many COVID relationships are left? Let's just have
a... That's a good question.
Guys, let's just make sure. Studio, let's check. Aiden, anyone in the COVID? Zero? Rich?
Do we?
Lost?
Do we?
Nix.
Level?
Nix. Oh, no, mine, you know, man.
Yes,
may the rest in the podcast.
Yeah, what's one thing to COVID took from you?
My sense of smell. No one believes me.
You can't smell.
I haven't smelled in, like, since COVID. That's I had COVID good, twice.
Bro. How do you know how you smell?
I don't know. I just spray. I have to, like, really be close to the smell, like, to be able to smell, but I can't smell far.
That means you must get someone to just be like, you must be like, baby.
Or I must go to the ear, nose, and
throat, ENT.
Chest. Eh?
Hey?
Ear, nose,
come on.
What?
Stay with me.
It's ear, nose, and what? The frills, throat.
Yeah, ENT.
Hey man, it's not chest.
It's ears, nose, and throat.
It's just, oh.
ENT.
I'm just joking, guys.
We receive what you said. And we won't forget.
Okay, but our next game, we've been asking this to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think that it's the perfect game.
who's the side chick? And when we say this is in every favorite plate, who do you think is the side chick? I'm going to give you your first plate. You ready?
Yeah.
You have a plate of pa, spinach, yes, pumpkin, chicken, and gravy. Who's like, the side chick?
I feel like a side chick is something that's sweet, that's there but not there. It complements the plate. So the pumpkin is the side chick. You know, it can enhance or disrupt.
Yeah. You know me, I'm never going to cheat on pap, guys.
I never, bro.
Pap is the home.
Pap is a forever.
Pap, you can eat it alone. With milk, butter. Yeah.
Aromat.
Yeah, aromat.
KFC can, spice.
Anything.
KFC mash and gravy.
I think I'm going to say for this plate, I'm definitely going to go with the spinach. I'm gonna spinach. Spinach, yeah. It's good for me. I should leave pap for her, but
spinach makes you strong.
It just makes me strong. But I have to let her go. You ready for the next plate?
Yeah.
It is simple. In 3, 2, 1. Okay, it is pasta.
Yes.
Mince.
Yes.
No? And I'm gonna throw in a drink now. Okay?
Coke.
The drink is Coke. Or like, let's say the drink is like a soda.
You never have pasta and like a drink.
Okay.
Like pasta, like spaghetti. You must spaghetti.
So who's the side chick?
Nah, bro. That's a full-time committed relationship.
That's a
dual income household.
I love all of them equally.
It's a dual income household. Because if you remove the spaghetti, you're eating, but I could do mince alone.
Yeah.
You could never do spaghetti alone.
Yeah.
I'd rather get noodles.
Yeah.
So definitely the side chick has to be the soda.
The soda.
Yeah.
Definitely the soda.
What about you?
I'm definitely gonna go with the soda as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can live without. Live without. Okay.
I actually don't have one.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But one of the topics that, since we've been having such fine dining experience today with Stella, it made me think. Yay. I was like, hey, man. Hey, sound. Did you catch that? It made me what?
It made you do what?
It made me thought of, it made me think of, the connections I've made over the past couple of years. Hey guys, Davis Muna. Make sure Muna cut that thing. But it made me think of the connections I have made throughout my lifetime and how meaningful they obviously have been. But tell me maybe about like what's your oldest connection you've had with someone?
Oldest connection that I can think of.
Can I go first?
Yeah, for sure.
I think the oldest connection I can think of, and I think a lot of people are gonna relate to me with this one, is probably my mother. Literally, first person I ever connected with, if I really deep it.
But I also feel like...
Hey, now you have to copy my answer.
No, mama's not the first person I connected with.
Really? I feel
outside
like
mom, family.
My mom is probably the first person I ever bonded with, for real. Like, bonded with for real, since I was a kid. Yeah, maybe you and mama, like, equally. Because, like,
say,
I've known you for a couple of years.
You've known me your whole life.
What?
You've known me your whole life.
I've known you for a couple of years.
Your whole life.
Yeah. Which is a couple of years.
But in your perspective, it's your whole life. It's all of your years.
That must be so weird, like having a younger sibling and like they've known you their whole lives, but you've known them for like a while.
Well, honestly, to be fair, I just lived for 2 years without you and it was just 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And I don't remember life without you. Yo, sound like your hand.
What did you say?
I don't remember life without you.
You sound like my what?
Like a hand.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I want to say, bro, I've been seeing you pose a lot of questions to the people that we've been interviewing. Yeah. You've been talking about like a dinner which you make for your girl.
Yeah.
Now, I'm saying you are also Sunday, you're with your girl, you're dancing, you're in a gown. Under the gown is a jockey. There's no keeper.
Yeah.
What's that? Who do we play women on
Can
Sunday?
We talk for a minute?
And then you're like, yo, baby, I'm hungry. Like, yeah, what do you want to eat? I don't know, you decide. What are you deciding?
I'm going to look at it.
And you can't make spaghetti and mince meat?
Oh, Shem, don't worry. I'm not making anything. I'm going to say, baby, I'm going to get you the 10 dunk twings. She's going to say, what? I said, the 10 dunk twings. The one that you sub-awared on your status last night.
The 10 dunk
I'm going to get you the 10 dunk twings. She says, what? And I'm going to get you a dessert. What about you?
I feel like my answer is always so cold you compared to yours.
Okay, no, but my real answer is my go-to cooking meal, and like it's such a man thing to do, is a spaghetti bolognese. I like to do a spicy spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, nice, yeah.
I love it. And then I always compliment it.
It's very zesty, your one. Zesty, yeah. Like in the tomato.
Yes, yeah, you put out the tomato. And I also, just like as a complimented drink, I like a Sauvignon Blanc, Two Oceans, Sauvignon Blanc. Two Oceans, or would like a Stella, yeah. Stella. You got this one.
I'm gonna ask you, what's one drink that will complement any meal? Stella.
Stella.
Now, for one thing, I feel like one thing I love with any drink, it definitely has to be like nothing. I actually read a video. I watched the video recently.
You read a video?
I watched the video recently.
Oh, so when it's hard, no one says anything. It's because he pays the bills around here, guys. Hey, then. React, Muna.
But I watched the video, man.
Yeah.
They were like, you really should not have any liquids with your food.
Yeah.
Because when you get a meal into your body, all of the acids in your stomach are very healthy and there.
Yeah.
When the food comes in, acid is working in. And when you put water or cold drink, it affects that, which is why you can feel fuller for longer when you've eaten and drank a meal all together. Because the liquid has to first leave your stomach before the food gets digested fully. Oh, and I actually tested it out. Like, it's actually really, like, I digest food so much better because I don't have it to drink. Yeah.
No, that's a happy fact. You guys let us know some food combos that we want to pose a question to you guys. It's your game, purely for you. We're not going to be answering this one. What are some food combos that you are ashamed of? Comment down in the YouTube section, guys. I really want to know. I'll name one just for the sake of conversation. I used to, when I was very, very young, I used to put, mix gherkin in my, gherkin and custard. I used to be like, I know.
When?
I don't do it anymore. I know. Don't judge me.
Sweet and sour.
Yeah, sweet and sour.
Just like you.
Yeah. Okay. But, Tato, we've been interviewing a lot of people today. You have to tell me who's your favorite that you interviewed today.
Yeah, I won't lie. So we have someone coming, hopefully. They didn't get to do the interview.
Yeah.
One of my boys, Lasizwe and Mikali. So we are going to have them later on the podcast. They just came when we had like a technical error.
Yeah.
But when they come back, I think it's going to be quite a cool conversation.
Yeah.
Someone that we relate to. They're both influencers that have broken into traditional media, which we both have in our like respective ways. So I'm really excited to interview them and just to see what their ideal meal is, just to see how they feel about the culture coming together and just also have a conversation with them.
Yeah. Definitely can't wait to connect to them as well. I really loved the Benny interview.
I was me because I wasn't there.
I was perfect. I felt like in my element. Nothing was holding me back. Like, I was I'm just joking.
Hey,
zoom in the hand hold. But yeah, guys. We'll be back soon with more interviews for you at the Stella event.
Yeah. So Shakana, we just saw you perform. We were this side, we were hearing you. It was absolutely amazing. We were wow, this is nice. And we're thinking, you know, when you're with your loved ones, what type of food are you making?
Yeah.
That's a question in our head.
Ooh, I'm making everyone Mexican, whether they want it or not.
Yeah.
Nachos. Everyone that knows me knows I make the best nachos.
Yeah.
Good
can
playlist.
Can I ask which cheese to use?
Okay.
I'm very big on this thing.
So can I just explain to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's sour cream. Just wait.
Okay.
So I fry onion, I fry corn, I put sour cream, and then I put mozzarella.
Okay.
You're not into mozzarella?
I mess with mozzarella. I love mozzarella.
I put mozzarella.
Yeah.
Do you give
lactose,
me?
Yeah.
I put mozzarella and then I have like a cheese sauce over the nachos. I don't necessarily sprinkle cheese over the nachos. It's a cheese sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. Mm. Yeah. And we must go to Shakana's
for. Please, you guys are welcome. Mikasa Zikasa. Mikasa Zikasa.
Oh, that's beautiful. Definitely want to speak about, obviously, your music, right? Want to know, like, where does this all come from? Like, where does this all derive? Like, sometimes you can hear pain. Sometimes you can hear love. Sometimes I'm like, I can feel you. You can feel me. I don't know what happens. I press play. I press pause. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I just feel everything. Like, where does it derive? Like, what is your, I want to say, vision for your music overall?
That's a nice question.
I use astrology all the time to, like, because astrology kind of predicts what you're going through on the day. Music is like that, you know. Yeah. There's a song for every different day, every different mood. And I think I just want to be able to create the mood for women like me. Anyone like me, actually. It's not particularly to women, but anyone that's like me, feels like I feel, likes the things I like, goes through the same things I go through. I want to be able to make music to help them explain where they're at.
That's so real.
We've been asking so many people this question, right? Sunday dinner, you're with your loved one. You're playing the Bobby music in the background, playing the nice playlist. What are you making outside of the Mexican food? Like, what are you making to kind of seduce your loved partner?
Yeah,
like
seduce, Tato. That's a heavy word.
Who is seductive?
To show
the love. To show your acts of appreciation.
Yeah.
What would I make? I'm vegetarian, so I would make a vegetarian meal.
Okay.
I would probably make... I'd probably make a lasagna.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Veg lasagna. And a nice little salad. I also make the best salads. And then some bread. He better like to eat.
100%. No, but it's been beautiful. And like, just want to say on behalf of everyone, like, we've connected with your music today. It was very beautiful experience. Got to listen from inside and outside here.
I love that.
You know, I did a little dance, but it's been a pleasure for you to be on our podcast. It's amazing. Thank you
so much. I'm honored. Thank you for having me.
Lots of love.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Wow. Tato, can you be just honest?
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure to have you here today. So if you don't know, I'm Tato, this is Lev, and we are basically doing a podcast speaking about the experience today.
Amazing.
Stella's brought amazing people together. They've been speaking about the fact that COVID held us back.
Right,
and they're trying to bring
everyone
back together. You know, show people that there's culture. And we know that, like, food is amazing with family and friends.
That's it.
And watching stuff online is also amazing with family and friends.
Sure. Yeah.
And we've been watching you. So I wanted to ask you, like, a quick, you know, just to break the ice, what's one show that you would watch on your first date with someone if they had to be with you somewhere?
Something just set like a scene for you. You can close your eyes if you want to. You don't have to. You're there. The love of your life is next to you. Netflix is open. Show Max. Everything will press up.
Whatever is open.
What are you playing?
What am I playing? Yes. Okay.
Even if you're there,
this.
It's fine. You can even if you've been there.
Okay, international.
Yeah.
I'll say Love and Basketball.
Okay. Good.
You gotta love Love and Basketball. If you don't love it, basketball. Like, come on, it's for the culture.
100%.
Locally, Shaga Ilembe. Sorry, okay. It is what it is. No.
Amazing.
Thank
by the way,
you.
Definitely it's so nice to see you.
Definitely, though. I feel like you've contributed to so many of our screens, and like you've impacted so many lives in terms of just, you know, the craft that you've done, etc. And it's poured into, you know, people experiencing you. What's one thing you think you leave with people? Do you understand?
Man,
that's a
little
tough one.
You know, it is. I'm not one who like analyzes themselves, but I think most people walk away from me feeling like super positive. They're like, you've got this like positivity kind of radiating out of you. And I think it's because I'm just always myself.
Yeah.
And I try and always be myself.
Yeah.
Unless interacting with somebody who doesn't deserve that, then,
then you get just
a wall.
Another one. You're deeply in love, man.
Okay.
You're there. It's Sunday, like we're saying, everything is nice. Seven colors. What are you making for the partner of your dreams?
Easy peasy. Yeah. I am the cook. In my circle of friends, and in my family, everybody knows I can whip it up in the kitchen. So they always come to my house whenever I land in South Africa. It's like, are you cooking tonight? I'm like, I still am jet lagging. Relax, tomorrow. I'm making a whole trout fish.
Okay.
I'm stuffing it with my favorite things and my secret ingredients. I'm making sure there's like ample like truffle seasoning as well. Nice green peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers, onions.
Oh,
and I'm just like, and then I wrap it up in a foil and it stays put. Then I start my rice dish. I'm famous for my mixing of rice dishes, making sure I throw in my lemongrass there, some coriander, nice spices from Dublin.
I can see.
No. Foods. I don't play like that. Then there's obviously a salad for my rabbits.
Yeah.
I want a salad. I'll make a salad, but I always make my own dressing. I don't buy dressing.
Really?
So I'll make my, olive oil. I'll put in some balsamic and then I'll squeeze some lemon as well. And then I'll throw in more truffle seasoning here and there and a bit of honey. People don't know this. And my salads always have like a bit of fruit in it. Then I'm doing...
There's more. The person's not fooled by that time.
Then we're roasting baby potatoes. Yeah. We're making sure we're throwing them into the microwave first to get them nice and mushy. Then we throw them into a tray.
And we
put them into the oven. Whilst that's happening and the rice is coming together, then make sure whoever's the braai master, please take the trout, put it 6 minutes on each side. Nothing more, nothing less.
Strict instructions.
Yes.
When they list time.
6 minutes?
Hasn't it been 6 minutes?
And then you gotta be on the timer. And then it's 6 minutes on the other side. We take that out, we throw that down, and then obviously, you know, we are, you know, South African people, we love a nice thing with some kick in it. So some sambals with a bit of chili.
Oh yes,
that's my meal.
Wow.
Sorry, did that sound
like a lot? That was the best answer. That was the best answer.
Okay, okay. It sounds like a lot.
It's been a complete experience. We are so happy to have had you on this podcast. Yeah. Yeah. Bless him. We're kind of blessed this year. Yeah, man.
No, 100%.
Thank you, Jesus.
God.
We see you. We see you. We see you. We hope that you enjoy your dining experience with Stella. And
well,
like,
did you guys have fun?
Oh, yeah, too much.
That was amazing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Dope, dope, dope. Yeah. Yeah.
But thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Guys, we had to keep people that make sense for the last couple of questions. We've got Mikhail, we've got Lasizwe. Guys, it's a pleasure to have you guys here today. How are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Oh, good.
I'm good, I'm good.
How's the still experience been? Because you guys have been eating, I see it's like a 3-course meal. They said they've been making the oxtail or something for 8 hours. How's the food? How's the vibe?
It's been stellar. The food has been great.
Yeah.
No, the food was really good. I love the whole experience. I feel like everything was very well thought out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I enjoyed myself.
I loved the whole experience, the entertainment, how everything was curated. It was very, very stellar.
That Shekinah was amazing. I love the performance.
Yo, she's so talented.
She's good, man. She has her close friends, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you guys, I'm gonna start with you. What's one meal you think Mikhail would absolutely love?
Eggs and KFC.
Eggs and KFC. That's it, first off. Are the eggs sunny? Are they hard? Are they boiled?
They are boiled. Gesana boiled. Tamarins, get up on it, girl, if you want that.
Bring it in, tamarins, baby, give me a light. I'll be living a life. What
show me.
Lasizwe loves a home-cooked meal. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
He loves a home-cooked meal. He loves a good stew with rice. There was a time where we actually went out for dinner. I thought we were going out for dinner. We ordered one cocktail. And he's like, actually, Sisendlini cooked. Let's go. I'm like, but we're here for dinner. He's like, I want a home-cooked meal.
Mm, something nice. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. And Stella's been saying that, like, you know, the past couple of years have been tough because of COVID. And people have been apart. And they're trying to bring people together.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been seeing you guys on social media, traditional media, doing amazing things. How do you guys feel when you guys bring people together to just consume your guys' content?
Well, that's a good question.
That is a very good question.
I think it's just organic and natural just to kind of connect with people on the internet and literally feel the love, because during the time of the pandemic, everyone was just so concerned about their lives and the fact that in the moment that they're consuming our content, you could escape your reality of just, yo, this is over, you know? That for me means something, which is like, we could connect with you one way or another.
100%.
And also, just to add to what Lasizwe said, I feel like the nature of our job is to bring people together, because we put out content for an audience that can relate to us and they share a common interest of enjoying Lasizwe and Mihlali. So
100%.
It truly is a blessing, and especially to meet and interact with those people outside of the digital space, it makes it more fulfilling to do what we do.
That's nice. Have you guys been interacting with people today, like new faces or?
We have.
Because I heard them saying you guys always together. The MC was saying you guys are always side by side.
Well, you know. We are.
We try to keep to ourselves,
that's,
you know.
Nice. So, what are you guys doing? I've seen you have an amazing show. I think you're on episode 6-5 now, ne? On YouTube.
Yes, I think I'm on episode 16.
16?
Yeah.
Of the same show or the new season?
Yeah, Awkward Dates,
Oh, okay. So 16 episodes of the same.
It started 2 months ago.
Damn.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, that's amazing.
Okay, thank you.
So how many do you have left? That's amazing.
I have a good 100,000.
Coming.
Yeah.
As many dates as possible.
As many dates as possible, yeah.
And what have you been doing lately?
So I've been traveling quite a lot for work. I'm trying to grow my digital footprint. So yeah, that's what I've been working on. And then also privately, some business ventures. So yeah, I'm just trying to...
We've been waiting for the makeup line. We've been waiting for the... The cosmetic line. I'm sure it's cooking. But guys, it's
been
amazing.
Save your coins, ladies and gents. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, 100%. It's been amazing, guys. Let's see you with Mikhail. Guys, that was absolutely amazing. What an amazing night. We got to meet such amazing people.
Yeah.
People who we've been seeing for the past couple of years. And it's so interesting to see them like come together and hear like what they're trying to gain from this experience. Like, we're seeing that JR necessarily wants to, you know, be with the community, whether you're a celebrity or not. We're seeing Shekinah's here for the vibes.
It was
amazing. Here for the Mexican food.
Yeah.
We're seeing Tando's here for a good time. Like, it was so nice meeting people from all types of, you know, South Africa and people that are leading the South African culture, you know?
Yeah. One thing about today, we realized how the connections we've made with you guys have led us to the place that we are today.
Yeah.
And we want to say, as Ron Petty Brothers, we are extremely grateful for the efforts that you guys have put into the podcast.
Yeah.
It's more than enough for us to just make you smile, but it's so much more for you guys to like the messages and everything.
Yeah.
So huge shout out to you guys.
So I think a question to you guys is, whoever you guys enjoyed the most on the podcast today, comment down below, but go and tag them and be like, yo, we loved you on that episode. We need a full hour with you and the Rumbedi brothers. We really appreciate that. Shout out to Stella for bringing us here today. Definitely going to be here next year, guys. Such a vibe. Yeah. And from me and my bro.
Hey, thank you for grabbing your favorite seat of us and showing yourself some love today.
Yeah. Catamarans, just get up on it, girl, if you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a life. We'll be living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.